Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, allazi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Faslu at-tawbata wal-maghfirata wal-hidayata innahu at-tawwabur rahim. Waqfu anna ya kareem. Vahfir lina bi fadlika ya Rahman ya Rahim ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafız ya Allah el evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahduhu la şerike le. أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويثورين على أنفسهم ولو كان فيهم حسسا الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem that he praises those who prefers others before themselves, though poverty may afflict them. The holy month of Ramadan is upon us in few weeks. And we prepare for it. But how most of us prepare for it? We clean our houses, we go to the marketplace, we buy all sorts of goodies for the iftar and for the suhoor. We organize and schedule our time and negotiate with our jobs so that instead of working we can sleep while we are fasting. And then of course we mustn't forget that we have to get some nice videos and stuff, you know, to amuse us during Ramadan, especially after we break our fast. Is that the way that one prepares for Ramadan? Is that what Ramadan Sharif is? Now all of us, we already should know. All what I can do is remind you that every form of worship which Allah Ta'ala has made an obligation, a farz for us, has two aspects and two sides. Actually, the second is more important than the first. One is private, which one does for oneself. By the way, that also goes for the sunnah, not only the farz. So one aspect of it is personal. But the second aspect is social, for all and everybody, for the ummah. Now the salat, here we are, and we do it at home too. Now there is a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the salat which we do here as a jama'at is worth much, much more than what we do at home. Because what we do at home is for ourselves, for our own good, for our own amelioration. Because another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who truly makes his salat cannot sin. It prevents us from sinning, so that personal benefit. But in here, we are all together. We do things all together, not individually, personally. We make takbir together. We make sajda together. Imam prays for us. Imam recites. So all of us, we are reciting what the Imam recites. So there is the togetherness, the unity of all these many individuals. Now, in the case of zakat, zakat is a cure, is a medicine for something which is horrible in a human being. Miserliness, niggardliness, stinginess. So it's a sickness, a horrible sickness. And it's a cure for it. It's a medicine for it. But another aspect of the zakat, the humanitarian aspect of the zakat, is that what you pay goes to the Muslims who are in need. Now Hajj. We go to the Hajj, and in the Hajj we experience the Day of Last Judgment, the Yawm al-Din. It's really the exercise of Yawm al-Din. We visit Baytullah, we ask for forgiveness to Allah Ta'ala. It's a purification of the individual. And those of you, in fact, who have gone to Hajj or Umrah, you feel much lighter once you come back. But the real meaning of the Hajj is the union of the Ummah from all corners of the world, from all nationalities, speaking different languages, different colors, different shapes, dressed in different ways. All our brothers and sisters, we hug each other. We make tawaf together, we make sa'i together, millions of us together. But now in a few weeks we are going to fast. Fast is, again, purification. That's again personal benefit. It's like washing yourself. Instead of washing your outside, you are washing your spirit if you want to. But what is important, perhaps more so, is that during the hunger which we feel during fasting, we personally experience of millions of our brothers and sisters in the face of this planet, who are not only fasting in Ramadan, and who are not eating suhoors and iftar like we do, who are just simply hungry. They die from hunger. It's the thought of it that each and every one of us feel every day, of the suffering humanity from hunger and trying to help them. In the old days, there was a man who was quite well-to-do, rich, but he was a stinger. And one day he went to a restaurant and he ordered himself a copious meal. And all of a sudden, from the door of the restaurant came in a beggar, thin, stood in front of him in his table, said that, order me a bowl of soup. The man looked at him and said, get out of here, and I'm here having my dinner, and how dare you, and ask the waiter, throw this guy out. They threw him out, he came back. Order me a bowl of soup. Again, insulted him, kicked him out, came back. Finally, he had enough. They said, bring him a bowl of soup. So they brought him a bowl of soup. So he's eating, you know, the baklava and steaks, and then eating his bowl of soup. I said, can I also have some bread too? No! He said, you want the bowl of soup, you have yourself, get out from there. So he drank his soup and he left. That man went home at night and he slept and he dreamt a dream. And he dreamt himself in a most beautiful place. Flowers, trees, fountains. And then all of a sudden somebody appeared, a beautiful person, said, where am I? What is this place? This is the Jannah. And he all of a sudden said, terribly, terribly hungry. He said, yeah, but where are all these food of Jannah? And where are the huris? Where are all these goodies of the Jannah? Oh, he said, you are hungry? Okay, I've got some soup for you. They brought him a bowl of soup. He said, may I have some bread too? They said, no. That's what you sent here for yourself. There's a hadith in which it said, Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This world is the field in which we put the seed in the ground, we water it, and the harvest, inshallah, we will gather in the hereafter. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha reports a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ones who are loved by Allah ta'ala are created generous. In another hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Hurairah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a generous person is close to Allah ta'ala, he is close to heaven, and he is loved by men and women, and he is far from hell. While the miser is kept far from Allah Ta'ala, far from heaven, and is not loved by the people, and is in this world already in hell. A person who is lacking in devotion, but generous, is closer to Allah Ta'ala than the miser who prays day and night, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Shaitan al-Ayn says, the rich will not be safe from him because of three things. The shaitan will make them live in fear of losing what they have. Two, the shaitan will push them gather riches by tyrannizing the poor. Three, the shaitan will make them love what they own so they cannot part with it. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says to the world, which we love so much, O world, be a servant to my servants who serve me on your planet. But to those who choose to be your servants, treat them like a vicious master. Those of you maybe have noticed coming into the mosque that in the last few days, thanks to Allah Ta'ala's generosity and act, this mosque has been able to send $20,000 worth of food and other necessities to the flood victims of Bosnia. And in a few days we will send another 20,000 to them for the month of Ramadan. We have also sent $20,000 again to Gaza, which the situation since the two Palestines got together, which angered Israel so much, is much worse than it was even now. So at least some people will have something to break their fast with. And we have also sent another 20,000 to Afghanistan, where the situation is also quite terrible to the poor people to eat during the Ramadan. We have also sent $5,000 to a lady who is taking care of orphans in Kosovo, and we have sent another cash of few thousand dollars to be distributed elsewhere in Bosnia. All these things add up. There are no rich people amongst us. But alhamdulillah, some of us, we pay our zakat and they add up, and which enables us with Allah Ta'ala's generosity to be able to do those international help to Muslims in need. I never ask money from you for the upkeep of this mosque. I, in fact, never ask money from you at all. And even this word of money, when you hear, some of you now are a little bit irked, aren't you? I am not asking, but I am suggesting, if you pay your zakat, which is an obligation as much as your five times prayer a day, this mosque does good work with our zakat, and not a penny of it is spent for any of the administrative costs as other organizations take. So if you are going to do that, do calculate your zakat and try to pay it before Ramadan so that we can continue doing the good work. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with you. So the only prayer which I am going to do today it just repeats a very short prayer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Used to pray, O Lord, give me and my people no more than what we need. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the blessed prayer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also pray to you. Ya Rabbi, bless us with no more than what we need. Created us from a drop of water in the form of shape of a human being. We were hungry, you fed us. We were nude, you dressed us. We didn't know how to talk and how to walk, and you taught us how to walk and how to talk. As you created us, Ahsan al-Taqwim, sinless, as Muslims, and blessed us with everything what we need before even we recognize that we need them. But your greatest gift is that you have given us Iman, faith. You have given us Islam. You have given us Ihsan. You have given us the one whose light you created first. Your beloved, the one who you have sent as your mercy upon all mankind, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our prophet, our teacher, our example. Ya Rabbi, for all those gifts, heedless that we are, lazy that we are, failing in faith that we are, that you have not cut out your blessings upon us, you continue pouring it upon us. And Ya Rab, we are a thankless bunch. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Have mercy upon all of the Ummat of Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And sometimes you test us, rarely and never above our forbearance, with a little hunger, with a little poverty, little pain, little sickness, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality it is only lent to us. They are all yours. You test us, and although you say inna Allahu ma'a as-sabirin, that you are side by side and together with those of us who show patience, Ya Rab, we never show patience. that we complain. We complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our wives, to our children, to our friends. Oh, shame on us. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy upon all of Ummati Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, teach us patience and count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, you say hold on to Hablullah and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved said that his ummah is like one single body. If its finger aches, the whole body aches. And he said that if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. Zara, loving each other, caring for each other, being together with each other, Ya Rab, we hate each other. 1.5 billion separate individuals fighting with each other, killing each other, hating each other. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of faith to practice the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, create unity amongst Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Create unity amongst Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Create unity amongst Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المعتبر الملوان متاكب الاثاران وكرر الجديدان واستقبل الفرقدان وبلغ بارواح اهل بيته من التحيات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين الانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.